So there is this common idea that is right, common. I'm almost done. Am I done? So there is this common idea, you can call it career and go past six. Don't worry. I'll soon be done. There is common idea that if I don't do it, someone else will. That is deception. It's not coming from God. Please, if you don't do it, it will not be done. Someone else might do it later, but some souls will go for it. So when a man is putting his hand on the plow looking back, it's not only unfit for the kingdom, it's not only his own soul he will lose, souls will go with him. It's not majorly about his own soul, it's about the lives. For instance, I have people in this place right now. If people like Brother George, Sister Buki, some of you just suddenly decide, tired of this ministry, tired of everything we are doing here. Let me ask you this question. Is it going to set us back from this side? Huh?
Yes.
Somebody said no, that pastor is strong. Yeah. It will set us back. Some people that started with us and are not here, are they setting us back? Capital letter, yes. Let me use that word for you. When we say words like with or without you, ministry will go. That is talking about our own decision to follow God irrespective of circumstances. We are not talking about the result we're supposed to get in ministry. That result we ought to get in ministry will take the individual response of all of you to the career in God. So, if only it's three people that are driving it in the church, others are complaining that it's too much, some are saying it's my work, some are saying it's my family, some are saying it's my children, some are saying that, but I need to get married, some are saying this, you are going to retard the move of God. See, let me tell you the truth, you can quench the move of God. You can. It only takes 2, 3, 4 people to what? Remove their zeal. Remove, let there be nobody to live stream. Nobody to always be in church. Nobody to do this, put this in order. We'll still be doing it too, just like Roger Church, remember when we were seeing in August, right? Are we doing ministry then? Or is it as much as we are doing right now? No. Why? Enough, a lot of distractions. A lot of things on ground to distract us. But why are we here? We try to put away this distraction. Amen. See, I'm vital. See, I'm vital. Say, if I am not there, some things will not be done. That's just the point. See, when I ask you at times, it's not because I'm saying, without you, don't worry, you are zero. No. That's not the point. Every man you are seeing today, do you know him, our pastor, Pastor Nainka, he is not, do you know he's not the one that writes most of those books? Eh? He's his pastors, because I'm close to a few of them, at least I've never said before, like that transcribes some of his audio message into what? Into books. Not that he sees, you think we still have time to sit down and be writing Hyper Grace? Which, no. But he has preached. That's why most of the time, the things you see in those books, most of them are in some of the series. Are you with me? So, what am I saying? Of course, so I was able to, at least when I was close to some of them, I knew that. Like, I think he even said it himself. Yes, he has said it himself on Facebook too. It's pastors. So when I tell you, some of you to pick our salvation and do stuff with it, hope you understand. So, what am I saying? A lot will not be done without people. And you know, I wrote something on Facebook. I said today, I said, God, there is no limit of what God can do through a man than what that does not care who takes the glory. Amen. There should be great pride in following somebody. You should be happy following somebody. I didn't know, please give me a better word for it. Is it great pride or great honor, rather? Right? There is great honor in following as well as in leading. When you are following, I can tell you the truth. God can look at somebody like me and Sister Buki, place us on the scale, and reward Sister Buki more than she rewards me. Why? Yes, me, I'm leading well, but she's following better. Are you getting that? Do you get that? To tell you that when we get to heaven before God, it's not going to be according to the other. Me, I will be judged in how I lead. How will you be judged? In how you follow. So I want to see if I let me just finish career and go to there. So tomorrow we can proceed in the judgment of God and the rest. So please don't forget where I started from. Your career is in the growth of men. Juliet, hope you understand that. Juliet, hope you understand that. Your career is in the growth of men, in growing people up. So I've told you in this place, how do you grow people up? Ask straight questions. Spiritual growth is not ambiguous. It's not abstract. You ask them straight questions. You don't just say, hope you are growing. No, you ask them, how much have you prayed this week? Where have you read? How many hours did you pray? How many messages have you listened to this week? We can tell if somebody is progressing in spiritual things. How many people have you gotten saved this last month? If it is zero, you say, what? And you are there? Have you not been speaking to anybody? Nobody around you? You only see chicken and cats every day. You don't see human being. Amen. How many people do you get filled? How many people do you teach? Don't forget, don't get it wrong. When we are saying we have a career in God, hope you know in this place it's more than rushing to church, right, and listen to sermon. It is the impact your sermon is having in the life of others. You are progressing in your career in God as you teach somebody to maturity, as you are bringing, helping to bring others up. That is why I beg you, that few minutes we spend after service is as important as was the service itself. The service is the pastor, and service is stopping, is ending. What should you do? You should start your own service. In what way? Don't get me wrong. In what way? That is when your own assignment now starts. Quickly, you hijack that brother that is not rejoicing when we are rejoicing in church. Quickly, you hijack that sister that looks like when we are speaking in tongues, she is singing on Lord to the okay, buddy. You quickly hijack somebody and you start your own career growth. Are you with me? Your career is in helping others to what? Grow up. Don't forget that. It's not when we are saying, don't forget, for instance, even how do you serve a man? First thing to do is to identify what the man wants. Amen? Is to identify what the man wants. And if you are in this place, of course, you know there's nothing that bothers us more than the growth of saints. Amen? Praise God. So you should be grateful if you have a church whose priority is the priority of the scriptures. But it will just help you. Everything is just a pari passu. As you are following the church, you are following God. You know, there are some churches that as you are following, if you want to follow them strictly, you will disobey God. You will dishonor scripture. So if you have a church that they have their own purpose and I don't know if you remember that Sunday message, testimony time. Did he bless you? Wow. I was listening to myself on the video last night. I was like, wow, this is great. If you have a church like that, you know it's not can they preach such message in Kosa?
If that man invites somebody and the man preach that, they will not allow the message to end. They will stop him. I'm serious. They will spoil it. They will stop him. Because what else are they there for? God has given me a new contract. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I am no longer in the realm of the millions. I'm not in the realm of the billions. We have coppers in the church. Copper. Are they struggling to collect? Have they increased your salary now to 18 to 50? We are hearing the rumors that it's going to increase. You know, I'm going to add personal income on the internet. Against Buhari. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we have coppers in the church that is struggling to maintain 19,000 in a month. And you are giving testimony, oh, hallelujah, praise God. It's not that you want to go and share the money to the saints. As you are giving the testimony, when you give testimony of you bought a Lamborghini that is maybe let's say 200 million naira. Okay. How's that help us? How many of us can that car carry home? To boost your own faith, to buy, to do what? So if you have a church whose priority is the what? Priority of the scripture, happy are you. Happy are you. Just be praising God. Because that would mean, let me say this, you don't really have to ask God, that God, what do you have me to do? Just follow the man. Hallelujah. And he will lead you to the same destination of God. Say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say when I see a need, I take it. So, since there will always be need to teach all men's brethren, create the opportunity. I beg you, create the opportunity to grow people up. You have to really listen to part 1, 2, 3 before to get what I'm saying about this, what I'm saying right now. Yeah, your career growth in God is in how you are what? Bringing others up. Don't forget that. Okay, I think I see how to read that one for you again. 2 Corinthians 13:10. 2 Corinthians 13:10. Say, I always create opportunity to bless others. Say, I do it daily. Say, I have a career in God. So please don't forget, just stick with church authority. Submit to church authority. 6:13:10. Therefore, I write these things being absent. Come on, are you there? Don't trip. I'll soon be done. Let's be present. I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord has given me towards edification and not towards destruction. Say, I don't make light of church authority. So the man of God will not be doing the flock good by operating democracy. See that word that he said there. He said, according to the power that God has given me towards edification and not towards. So the man of God will not be doing the church good by operating towards democracy. A lot will be based on the discretion of your discipler. You must trust whoever God has placed you under. That is why I love to say, pray to choose a church. You can pray today. And God says, leave this church. Pray to choose a church. Once you have chosen one, what should you do? That is the end of your prayer. Amen? Next is to trust that system to grow you up. You must value them enough to grow you up. Spiritual growth comes by learning the word and following instructions, right? The spiritual growth comes by what? Learning the word and following instructions. Go back to that Luke 9:57. Everybody, Jesus, you just told them, follow me. That's all. Follow me. Follow me. Please, there's a void in you that you have to fill in this place, in you, wherever. And wherever God will going to use you in the future, there is a void he has called you to fill up. So Luke 9:57, and it came to pass, come on, open your Bible, that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow you anywhere you go, whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a house, has not where to what? Lay his head. 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go and what? Bury my father. 60. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go and preach what? Go and preach what? Can you see that? Beyond your father and mother. He said, but go and preach the kingdom of God. And another said, Lord, I will what? Follow thee, but let me first go and bid them what? Farewell, which are at home at my house. 62. Want to go? And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to his plow and looking back, is what? His feet for the kingdom. So I wrote this in this way. I say, it's your choice to follow, but it's not your choice to decide what the following entails. It's your choice to follow, but it's not your choice to decide what the following will entail. See, many love to dictate what the following should be. Many love to dictate how they should follow. Like I was talking to the workers in training yesterday, I said submission is to do what you naturally don't want to do. That's submission. Submission is to go where you don't want to go. Is to pray when you don't want to pray. Is to preach to who you don't want to preach to. Is to walk in love to somebody that really hates you as instructed. Submission is to trust the discretion of someone else over yours. So always count the cost, brethren. Count the cost. Count the cost. Count the cost. Submission is to trust the discretion of someone else over yours. So always count the cost before following. Don't forget that. Luke 14. Let that thing ring in your mind. Luke 14. Don't forget. Trust me. I'm not telling you. When you see the word "is" there, let me read it again for you. That's Luke 14, 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brothers and sisters and yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. He's talking about preferring them to me. Preference. That will mean when it comes to the gospel or these people, the gospel will always be what? Priority. When he's saying it's there, he's not saying go and pick them, go and kill them, go and abuse them. No. Please. He's saying the gospel will be what? Priority over these ones. Even over my own life. The gospel will be priority. Amen. Praise God. So he's now saying verse 3. So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. So are you ready for ministry, brethren? That's my question for you. Are you ready for ministry? The meaning is that everything about you will be at the discretion of your disciple. See, what you are seeing up and down in most churches is not ministry. It's what Rick Joyner in his book, that should be the touch and the sword, called Christian City. Christian City, just an organized, everybody just enjoying. And yes, they don't know that the more they are progressing those activities, they are dishonoring the Lord. In the name of the Lord, they are fighting the Lord. In the name of the Lord, they are pulling down the reason why the Lord died. Amen? So don't look at what you are seeing around as a datum, as a requirement, as a benchmark for what ministry should be. Amen. If there is no element of sacrifice, it's not ministry. If there is no element of sacrifice, there is no ministry. Like you saw in that John 21, 18, he told Peter, when you are old, you'll be told to go where you don't want to go. Talking about ministry. You'll be told to do what you are not ready for. So, Matthew 26. Come on, be fast. Just 10 more minutes. Matthew 26. Verse 7. Where is Annie? Matthew 26, verse 7. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head, and he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment ought to have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always with you. For in that he said, in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the world, there shall also that this woman has done be told for a memorial of her. Something is in there. I will explain very soon. So, can you see the excuse? They say, well, Jesus, why see this? This shall be sold for what? For so much and be given to the poor. But Jesus told them something is priority. And also, in another light, I've told you, when you say, they will tell you that, well, you are leaving your father, you are leaving your mother, you are leaving this, you are leaving this work, you are leaving this. So, who will do this? Who will do that? Who will take care of this? Who will take care of that? The question is, who to will preach the gospel? When they are asking you, who will do this? Who will do that? Who will do that? Ask them, who will preach? The fashion world is recruiting people. The business G's, they are calling. Give us your time. Come and learn. We'll make you work. We'll make it work for you. Everybody needs your time. Yet, God too is calling. Amen? Everybody is calling you. Everybody needs your attention. In fact, your own life too is calling. Your own life too is calling. Your own life say, I need your attention. I can make you work. Talent. But what is the point? God too is calling. Let me show you another version of that story. Please pay attention to this. Is that the, okay? Just too much scripture. After this one, then we're done. See the account of Mark chapter 14. Come on, be fast. Mark 14 verse 3. And being in Bethany, look at the Bible, come on. In the house of Simon the leper, he sat at me, and there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spanking yard, very precious. Say very precious. Say very precious. And she break the box. Say break the box. Say break the box. Say mini. No return. Okay, now break the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than what? 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Think about it. Huh? It's not that your life is worth nothing. It's not that your life is not valuable. It's not that you cannot use that your time and that your brain to get $1 million every year. It's a precious ointment. But rather than use that our talent, our brain, is connections, is time for the sake of himself. He broke it on Jesus. And people are saying, why this waste? See this fine girl that auto by now, she's supposed to have finished her third bachelor degree. By now, she ought to have traveled and married this guy that is going to the US. And he would have been doing very fine music right now. At least in his own ministry, he would have been doing, like, you know, that type of ministry. Facebook, ministry that you only be on Facebook. Yes, we are seeing grace. We are seeing that grace. Amen. But she broke that box and said, no, everything for the Lord. And now, at the latter part of the story, he now said, everywhere this gospel is preached, this also that she has done will be preached for a memorial unto her. Hey, think spiritual. Jesus is not saying that we are going to be mentioning the name of this woman every time we are preaching the gospel. But rather, he was talking about that sacrifice. That the gospel, he was telling the preacher that, hey, anywhere you are preaching the gospel, anywhere you are addressing ministers, don't forget to tell them that it will be by a life of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Say ministry is impossible without sacrifice. Say we cannot get the result of God without sacrifice. So anywhere we preach this gospel, we preach a life of sacrifice. Yes, your box is very precious. You would have done better in science and technology. You would have been doing well in commerce, in the fashion industry. Yeah, but the same vessel is what the Lord is requesting for. Have you thought of that? It's the same vessel. It's the same time that if you have given it to the fashion world, this same time, if you have given it to the business world, you will get a lot. You will get a lot. Give it to politics. Think about it. If somebody like Pastor Nanka in politics, you know, he will just be using brain to scatter all of them. Amen. But it's that same time too that the Lord is talking about. I mean, he's asking for. Amen. So please, this is my question. I mean, this is my admission to you. I keep saying this on Facebook over and over again. I say, like youths now. I say, don't be carried away with the what? Possibilities of your singleness. I say, it's a subtle way to make you useless. Ah, I'm young. I can jump up and down. This is my time that I'm still single right now. There's some brothers or sisters, because you are single, every time you are just free, every week, it's a new lady on your sales, on your DP, you're always changing them. Just, you are just all around, all manner, no restraint. No. Say sacrifice. Say sacrifice. So your time, your availability, that's all the Lord needs. So will you give him your all? Will you, will I? Philippians 3 verse 4. Last scripture. Philippians 3 verse 4. So anywhere we preach the gospel in the world, we preach it with a life of what? Sacrifice. That's it, brethren. Let me just say it in very plain way. The gospel demands your all, your life. It demands your utmost commitment. For this, you should be able to say, for this cause, anything else can go. For this cause, I can change. For this cause, I can break a relationship. I'm sorry, let me say it that way. For this cause, I can enter a new one. For this cause, I can change location. For this cause, I can travel far. For this cause, I can refuse to go. For this cause, but don't forget, why, where is the order? Where, how will order enter this? You know, if we just tell people, just read, like, do you know we should not read this in the crusade? Huh? Do you know? We cannot tell people, you cannot read this to people in the crusade. You understand? Just get somebody saved, there are just plenty, and you just tell them that, well, go and forsake all eight. No. What will moderate these things? The local church. Are you with me? Is the local church that we don't forget any? I'm not in support of those people that say that God told them not to go to school and they are told all those stuff. That is another extreme. That is you now trying to obey God without first obeying God. The first obedience to God is what? Be accountable to a place. So it is that place that determines. That's why just pray that you be accountable to who? People who their brain is correct. Not people that will, because you are sending certain sound system for them, they will tell you not to go to school. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. So, what moderates all this sacrificial life? The local church. Of course, the local church will never say that, well, you have children, you have this. Say, well, I'm separating you from your wife for the next, for the next 30 years, for the next 5 years. I'm not going to, a reasonable local church will not do that. Praise God. Say, I have a career in God. So, Philippians 3 verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he act whereof, that he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised the 8th day of his stock of Israel,
of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless.
Verse 7 is where I'm going. Want to go, let's read, yes.
But what things which are gained to me, those are counted loss.
So those things, were they truly gained to him?
Say, yeah.
Say, but the things that they look like they are gainful to me.
But for Christ, what happened? As he lost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I pursue this. Say, I pursue this with all I have. Say, I'm available for God. I have a career in God. Say, I know I'm precious. I know I would have done well in plenty industries. But I choose to give my all for Christ. Say, for the sake of Christ, anything else can go. Hallelujah. Say, based on the need of my local church, anything else can go. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bend down your eyes. Thank you. I'm done with the series. Just pray in tongues. Just pray. Don't forget, he said, anywhere this gospel is preached in the whole world, this also must be emphasized. This also must be emphasized. For the minister of the gospel, don't think it is possible without a life of sacrifice. And also I've said this, don't think it will be done without you. Oh no, God needs you. Think about your impact. Think of your impact. Think about you giving your all the same way the man of God gave his all. Yeah, think of your impact. The goal of every man of God should be to reproduce himself, to multiply himself. Every man of God would love to have men like him, preaching like him, zealous like him, doing everything like him. Brethren, you have a career in God. Seek to do this. Yeah, seek it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For some weeks right now, some people came to me. A lot of people have talked to me in this church. I said, sir, for my work, you see the way it is, well, can I keep going? Of course. I told them, you can keep going. But when the church demands, don't worry, we are rearranging things again. So for the sake of the gospel, which we are particular of in this place, which is not for the sake of any man's image, for the sake of the gospel, anything else can go. We have signed our life for this. And we say, we pick this ministry. We will run with it. We will not be entangled with the affairs of this world. We will be temperate in all things. Why? We have a career in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.